December 3, 1992 saw British software engineer Neil Papworth send out the world's first ever SMS. Papworth says the message contained two words that changed the communication landscape forever.
The first message was Merry Christmas, spelled with the full words, not Xmas, it was Christmas, and it was sent to Richard Jarvis, who was director for Vodafone at the time.
In the quarter decade since, text messaging has become one of the most popular forms of communication. However, Neil Papworth says he never thought much of the message. Rather, he was just doing his job.
Back then, it was just a day's work. It was something I was paid to do, you know, by my company. It's come down here, show the software that we develop, show that it works, send a message. And at the end of the day, it worked. So we were just doing what we were meant to do. And, you know, I came away from there just happy that what we're trying to do had worked. But, you know, I hadn't dreamed what monster it would become today, kind of thing.
It's estimated that 22 billion text messages are sent around the world every day. Australians send an average of 85 million texts a day, and more than 80% of adults here say they've sent a text in the last 6 months. While fears have been raised about the impact of texting on the language proficiency of young people, linguists like Dr. Ingrid Piller from Macquarie University say there's no need for concern.
I think a lot of people are really worried about the impact that text messaging has had on the language proficiency of young people, and, you know, everyone's worried, are people getting lazier and lazier using all those acronyms and everything? However, that's not true. What has happened with text messaging is that it is sort of a mixture or hybrid genre between spoken language and written language.
Dr. Piller says SMS actually encourages users to be creative.
With texting, actually, it has given us a new mode of expression, and so people are getting more creative, and every generation has their own challenges, and that's what young people do. They have a new genre and they do new things with it.
However, new research suggests Australians are turning away from traditional phone and text message services. It points to social media applications such as WhatsApp and Facebook as the main reason for this. Neil Papworth says despite these advancements, the way people communicate remains the same.
Well, I think people love the simplicity, and a lot of people don't need that complicated way of sending messages. I mean, you know, some of it is a bit more complicated than it needs to be, and all the settings and things like that. You know, I remember having my old Nokia 3310 or whatever, and it was so simple. You could, just from powering the phone on, press two or three things, get your message sent, you know, on a keyboard using some kind of T9 input or something. For me, that was the ultimate. That was by far quicker than it is just using my smartphone today.